USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A gunman who took four people hostage at a Dallas-area synagogue and was killed himself as federal agents stormed the temple was identified Sunday as a British citizen. 44-year-old Malik Faisal Akram held the hostages for roughly 10 hours. In an update, police in the United Kingdom have arrested two teenagers allegedly connected to the hostage taking.
We face the difficulties of today and tomorrow. I still have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. That all men are created equal.
The birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was recognized as a federal holiday in 1983. Today, Americans celebrate the life and legacy of the civil rights leader. Many businesses and institutions around the country will be closed in observance of the national holiday. USA Radio News.
Is your business struggling to get clients? Are you looking to save money on your marketing budget? Look no further than BC Media and Associates. BC Media and Associates is a full-service advertising agency that offers the lowest rates possible for primetime radio, TV, OTT, and billboard marketing. Call now to find out how you can get a free week of advertising. 855-959-2288. That's 855-959-2288. BC Media and Associates has over 20 years' experience of helping businesses like yours run successful and profitable marketing campaigns. Whether you're a small local company, regional or national company, the team at BC Media and Associates has the expertise to get the results that your business needs. Call BC Media and Associates today to find out how you can get a free week of advertising. Restrictions apply. 855-959-2288. 855-959-2288. That's 855-959-2288. Or visit them online at bcmediaassociates.com.
We have more information from Russia's suspected cyber attacks against Ukraine government computers late last week.
Microsoft saying over the weekend dozens of computer systems at an unspecified number of Ukrainian government agencies have been infected with destructive malware disguised as ransomware. Ukraine saying Sunday that Russia was behind a cyber attack that defaced its government websites and alleged that Russia is engaged in increasing, quote, hybrid war against its neighbor. A statement from the Ministry of Digital Development says all evidence indicates that Russia is behind the cyber attack. Moscow continues to wage a hybrid war and is actively building up its forces in the information and cyber spaces. The attack comes as the threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine looms and diplomatic talks to resolve the tense standoff appear stalled. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
NFL playoffs over the weekend. Cincinnati, Buffalo, Tampa Bay, San Francisco, Kansas City all advance. Tonight, Arizona will play at the Los Angeles Rams. USA Radio News.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette
party. Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
From the nation's capital, August 28, 1963, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
The life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later. The Negro is still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. And so we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.